text, verse number 6. As you serve the Lord, and time begins to pass on, in other words, serving the Lord for many years, you find yourself familiar with a multitude of scriptures or passages from the Bible that I guess you could say are some of the more important passages, very commonly known passages, but yet they can still speak fathoms to our soul. Amen. That's a wonderful thing about God's Word, the songs of Zion, spiritual songs. They just never get old. They just never get old. You're still Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, we've sung some songs here tonight that I sang when I first got saved, 37 years ago, going on 38. Hallelujah. And they're still fresh and powerful, and I use them to worship my God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. You can be seated again tonight. Once again, thank you for being in the house of God tonight. Amen. We went to great effort to open the doors, turn on the lights, and turn on the heat. Praise the Lord. In expectation of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have fulfilled our expectations. I want to preach here to us and share some scriptures with us here tonight on just a vast subject with just a small title, God Is. God Is. Now notice in our text that we read here tonight, it makes a statement that we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Is. State of being verb, if you will. God is. That's a glorious statement just all by itself. Hallelujah. That God is. But these scriptures I'm going to share with us tonight are going to give us a little bit more revelation to answer that statement. God is a rewarder, we've already read. And of course, we find out that we've got to believe that God is. That means it's a state of being. He's there. He's real. He's God. And then there begins to come things and characteristics of God, of what he is or what he will do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so here tonight, I just want to share some scriptures with us and try to encourage our hearts and encourage our souls just from God's Word. I find great encouragement just reading God's Word. Hallelujah. And just letting it speak to my heart, to my soul, on a continual basis. In Numbers chapter 23, we find something that God is not. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said, and shall he not do it? And he has spoken, and shall he not make it good? Woo, praise God. Do you take God's Word that way? Is that how you look at God's Word? If God said it, I believe it and it's good. I will follow it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion. I think I can go ahead and say it like this. But God is peace. Because the scripture says, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So we find God is not the author of confusion, but God is, and I believe this is not adding to the word or taking from it, the author of peace. Hallelujah. Confusion brings torment. Confusion brings stress. But peace will bring a calm, and a calm will bring a power, and a power will bring joy. Woo, praise God. This is God. Hallelujah. This is our God. This is our Heavenly Father. This is our Savior. It is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So He's not going to bring stress into our lives. Can I say that? But He's going to bring peace into our lives. What brings stress into our lives is the enemy of our soul, our carnal mind, the actions of others, when reacted to instead of responded to. Because responding has an assurance God is. God is. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 24, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So here we're finding an attribute or characteristic of God is that He ain't going to put up with garbage, if I can put it like that. He's not just going to continually put up with sin. That He is going to bring a judgment unto all sin and rebellion. Men and women may think they're getting away with sin, but they just don't realize our God's a consuming fire and our God's a jealous God. Verse 31 of chapter number 4 of Deuteronomy, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that helps. When I read that He's a consuming fire and judgment will come, I can also then read, but He's a merciful God. God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. For He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which He sware unto them. How many realize tonight with me that we have entered into a covenant with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our soul? We've not just received a blessing from God. We have entered into a covenant. Has anybody ever bought a vehicle? You've entered into a covenant and you put your name on the title of that vehicle to state that it belongs to you and you alone. It is a covenant between you and the state that you live in that's yours. Now, if you don't enter into that covenant, do you own that vehicle? You can drive it anywhere you want, all the time you want, but if you haven't entered into that covenant, you don't own that vehicle. It's not yours. Woo. Hallelujah. You can say, I love Jesus all day long. You can tell everybody you love Jesus for years and years. But if you never enter into the covenant with Jesus Christ, you don't belong to Him. And He don't belong to you. Woo, praise God. It's a covenant. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. That's part of that covenant. Hallelujah. Sealed by the Spirit of God. That's part of that covenant. Hallelujah. And so we see then that He doesn't forget His covenant. Hallelujah, because we belong to Him, because we've entered into that covenant, and we are keeping our part of that covenant to stay surrendered unto Him. Then He'll not leave us. He'll not forsake us. We belong to Him. We know we belong to Him, and thus we can trust Him and not worry, fret, nor fear, because we're standing on the covenant we've entered into Him with. Praise God. We're not standing on whether I feel like it or not. I'm standing on the fact that I have entered into this covenant. I have asked Him to forgive. I have asked Him to come in. I have given myself. Hallelujah. We may not have a piece of paper that we wrote our name down, but our name's been written where? in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why? Because it is a covenant, hallelujah, with our God and with our Savior, hallelujah, that we are going to follow on to know Him. Wow. God, that's part of our covenant. You know, words like your reasonable service, that's part of our covenant. Praise God. God. So He won't forget. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll keep His promises because He's a merciful God. Deuteronomy 10:17, it says, "For the Lord your God is a God of gods, a Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, with regard not, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward." Woo. In other words, what's that? He's holy. He's just. I may say some more scriptures about that here in a moment. Hallelujah. But the reality, He's a God of gods. He is the only true God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. I'm sharing this with us tonight to really get us pumped up, if you will, about the God we serve, and have great confidence in the God we serve, and have great faith in the God we serve. Too many times we put our faith in God based on what we perform or how well we do. That's not where our faith needs to be. Our faith needs to be in the fact of the power of God that's there to help me perform better. Praise God. We got to remember that God is a God that looks at potential. He looks at the covenant. And He wants to fulfill it. Even in times of our weakness, even in times that we don't win against the enemy, He still wants to fulfill His covenant with us. And that's why if we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. Why? Because we've entered into a covenant. See, when the Bible says God doesn't hear the prayer of sinners, a lot of times we get confused because we think if we have failed, then we're under that sinner status. That's not true, because we're entered into a covenant with God, which means we are in a progressive walk with God, a progressive warfare with the enemy, a progressive learning, overcoming, making mistakes, then learning from mistakes. We're in a covenant with God. Hallelujah. And God gives us room to grow. Praise the Lord. A flashback in my mind. I got a good tongue lashing for trying to encourage or enlighten someone about room to grow. We'll not go there, but it was a flashback. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. Do you not know the covenant of God? Hello. There's got to be room to grow. How many in here has reached perfection? How many in here gets it right every time? Thank God for the covenant. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Room to grow. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. This is our God I'm talking about. Hallelujah. This is our salvation that we've entered into. It's such a vast, vast thing. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. God is a God of gods. He's a Lord of lords. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a terrible God. And He's not going to be swayed by your charm. Praise God. He's just going to be God. And He's going to wait until we wake up about our charm that it's worthless. And realize what God's looking for is obedience. Ooh, obedience is greater than sacrifice. Obedience is greater than charm. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33. God is my strength and power. Hallelujah. He maketh my way perfect. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got, and this is what I'm bearing down on here, we've got to realize and get that newness of mind that we are in a covenant with God. And then when we start getting the reality that we're in a covenant with God, then we start realizing, well, that means I've got a part to keep in this covenant, hallelujah, and God is the power side of this covenant, hallelujah. God is the enabling side of this covenant, and then my side is just letting that power and that enablement move in my heart, my mind, and my soul as I surrender unto my God, hallelujah. And that's what makes victory so simple and so sweet, because I realize the power is there. It's God's side of the covenant. Hallelujah. And the promise is there. It's God's side of the covenant. And my promise is there. Lord, I'll serve you. Lord, I'll follow you. Lord, I'll allow you to show me the way. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God is my strength and power. This is difficult sometimes for us. Strong-willed individuals who are used to figuring things out ourselves, handling things ourselves, conquering things ourselves. Hardest thing sometimes to realize for the conqueror of temperament that has it already to humble their heart and let God be the power. Let God be the enabler. Let God be the fulfiller. Ooh, hallelujah. Because we're so prone to doing it ourselves. And when we do it ourselves, there's no power there. There's no strength there. And it will literally wear us out. Mentally, physically, spiritually. Because we haven't learned to just walk in our covenant with God and allow the Spirit of God to become the director of this play, the director of this life. Woo, praise God. The Holy Ghost wants to be the director. That means He shows me where to go, how to do, when to do, the director. Everybody's probably not put on a play or production. I know Lindsay has, Sister Pepper has, we have, you know, Jason and Sarah's been involved in it. You know, there's got to be a director. What happens if you get more than one director that is not on the same page? Woo! Oh, what? Did somebody say confusion? Oh, but God is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah! Praise God. Good answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, that just makes preaching easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the reality, yes, the director is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Direct my paths. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. 2 Chronicles 30:9. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land, for the Lord your God is gracious and merciful. God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. No matter where you go, even if judgment comes, if you'll turn to me, reference to with your heart, God is gracious and merciful. I don't know if you've ever read the scripture or heard the scripture, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God is gracious and merciful. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. I hope you never think of God is the same as you used to think of it when this is done. Hallelujah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Well, oh, I just got to back up. God is. That means a state of being. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God is. That means right now. Right in the present moment. God is. Not God was. Not God will be. God is. Hallelujah. My refuge. My strength. Hallelujah. A present help in trouble right now. God is. Not God will be. Oh, I just got to say that again. Not God was. God is. Glory. Psalm 75, 7. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. That means God's in control. Hallelujah. Oh my, I've been read some scriptures, you know, the king is in the hand of God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, we've got some leadership in our country right now that is not really thrilling our hearts and thrilling our souls at all. And a lot of evil is being promoted, but God is the judge. And he putteth down and setteth up another. Hallelujah. Praise God. All through the Old Testament, you will find that God put them down and set them up. And God's still on his throne. Amen. And so this may have taken a turn for the worse right now in America. That doesn't mean it's the final hurrah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The king's always got another move. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we see then God is the judge. And that means he's the one that's in control. And he is on top of the situation. And he will help us if we need help in the midst of this administration. Praise our God. Psalms 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. And the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is the sun and the shield. God is our advantage over this world. God is our advantage over the enemy. When it says God is the sun and the shield, when you are fighting warfare in the Old Testament, and it was hand-to-hand combat, your advantage was if the sun was in the eyes of your enemy. Woo. Yeah. I mean, just a simple version of this in football, when you toss a coin to see who receives or who kicks. And so if you win the toss and you decide to receive the kickoff, then the kicking team gets to choose which way they want to kick. And if it's daylight, you can rest assured they're going to want to kick where the sun is at their back and the sun is in the eyes of those that's receiving it, to give them just a little bit more advantage of a mistake that's called a fumble, which means then you can recover that ball in, if you will, in enemy territory and make a score. See, it's just a small thing, yet it's a great advantage. So when God is our sun and God is our shield, it's also both sides. He's the one that gives us the advantage of blinding the enemy, or he is the one that gives us advantage by shielding the sun if we're on that side. Woo. How many like your visor in your vehicle when that sun's coming right in from the west? Just pull that thing down, or do you just put on your Polaroids and we're doing good? That's an old term. I'm sorry. I'm dating myself. I am so sorry. You can tell that I don't buy fancy sunglasses. Most sunglasses, I've bought two pairs of sunglasses, and the rest of the sunglasses I've ever wore hand-me-downs from Jason. Or hammy up, so I don't know how you look at that, you know. Praise God. But he is that shield. He is that sun. Hallelujah. And there's grace. There's glory. And those that will keep that covenant, walk uprightly, hey, good things are coming your way. Oh, you may have to fight the enemy, and you may have to get involved in the warfare, and things may not be very, very simple and easy all the time, but praise God, blessings are coming your way. God be for us, who can be against us? Just the wonderful word of God here sharing with us tonight. Psalms 99:9, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing, church, that God is holy. That means he is nothing like this old sin-sick world. Not at all. Hallelujah. He is holy. Praise our God. Psalms 116:5, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. It's merciful. There we are again. John 3:33, he that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. He's our God. If God is true, that means everything he says is right. Wow. So if I want to live right, I just have to do what he says. Wow. What simplicity. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful. 1 John 1:5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Praise our God. You want to get shook loose of the darkness? Then get in that covenant with God, because God is light. Spend time around God, because God is light. Hallelujah. Spend time around God, because God is holy. Spend time around God. God is faithful. Hallelujah. How many have made this statement that I couldn't wait to get to the house of God to find strength? Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. What? Why? Because you want to get around God, because you know that's where you find the strength. Hallelujah. That's where you find that light. I mean, that's where you find that faithfulness. That's where you find everything you're going to need as you're walking with God and fighting the fight of faith. Praise God. Laying hold of eternal life. Praise our God. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Praise the Lord. Don't you just want to be like God? You know, I didn't say take the place of God. That was the problem with the devil. I just want to be like him. Hallelujah. Because, hey, he's done nothing but good for me. Hallelujah. All my life, the Lord has been good to me. And once again, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And now, do you have a little bit of a mentality on the vastness of is? Because he is. Stand with me. Praise the Lord. Could I have a piano player tonight? Hallelujah. God is. He's everything I need. Praise the Lord. Glory. Sometimes we just need reminded of all the good things that God is. Hallelujah. So that we can get a brand new perspective on all the things around us that are not like God. And know that God is. Hallelujah. And that He is our God. Praise the Lord. Could we lift our hands tonight? Father in heaven, we worship You. And we thank You, O God, for Your wonderful word, the light. Lord God, a light to our feet, a lamp. Hallelujah. Oh God, to show us the pathway of righteousness, the pathway of our God. Hallelujah. Lord, encourage our hearts this night. Let our faith rise, Lord God, our confidence rise. Oh Lord God, in Your ability and Your promises. Hallelujah. And relinquish all doubt, relinquish all fear, relinquish unbelief, oh God. Hallelujah. And let it be settled in our hearts. Let it be settled in our minds that God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And oh, He wants to be our God. And He wants us to walk with Him. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name, God. Hallelujah.